Put your trust in your local pharmacist at Sure Family Pharmacy. Are you sure?
The Thumb's flagship for news, weather, and information. FM 94.1 WHST Pigeon and 1340 AM WLEW Bad Axe.
A longtime family doctor in mid-Michigan is headed to federal prison after admitting to distributing thousands of illegal images involving child exploitation, bringing a disturbing case to a close in federal court. Prosecutors say 62-year-old Robert Glupinski, who practiced family medicine in CAPAC and treated both children and adults, was sentenced to 15 years behind bars. The case began unfolding in March 2025 when a tip from Google alerted the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children to suspicious activity in an online chat. Investigators say that what they uncovered was deeply troubling. Conversations allegedly involving the abuse of young girls, along with the sharing of explicit material, a search of Glupinski's home the following month turned up a staggering collection, more than 2,500 images and over 150 videos depicting child sexual abuse. Authorities say Glupinski admitted to possessing and distributing the material. Federal officials emphasized the gravity of the crime, noting the added betrayal of trust given Glupinski's role as a physician, someone entrusted with the care and well-being of families and children. The case serves as a stark reminder that the ongoing efforts by law enforcement to track and prosecute online exploitation and the severe consequences that follow. And across the state, thousands of dogs, cats, and even rabbits waiting in shelters are about to get a boost. Michigan's officials have announced a $150,000 investment aimed at improving care, increasing adoptions, and tackling the root causes of pet homelessness. The finding, distributed to 24 animal shelters from Upper Peninsula to down to Metro Detroit, will power a wide range of efforts, from spay and neuter programs to vaccinations, microchipping, and even expanded shelter space. And here's the twist. This isn't coming from a new tax or major legislation. It's funded by everyday Michiganders who checked a small box on their state tax returns, choosing to support the Animal Welfare Fund. State leaders say that simple act is making a big difference. The majority of this year's funding, more than 85%, will go towards spay and neutering services, a critical step in preventing overcrowded shelters in the first place. Since the program began in 2010, more than $2 million has been funneled into animal shelters statewide, helping give thousands of pets a second chance at finding a home. For shelters already stretched thin, this latest round of funding could mean more wagging tails, more purring companions, and more happy endings for animals still waiting for their forever families. When we come back after the Sure Health sponsor message, we'll continue with local news.
At Sure Health, we consider ourselves lucky to have so many dedicated providers for our patients, especially when those providers understand the thumb. Our newest provider, Dr. Liz Milligan, understands that completely. So Dr. Milligan, what made you choose to come home to the thumb?
I feel congested in a city. I want the wide open spaces, the farm fields, the beautiful sunrises and sunsets, and being near the water. So personally, all of those things. And then professionally, there's just a difference when you're part of a community and also caring for the community. In bigger places, it's less of a relationship. It's more formal, more superficial, where I feel like here you're part of the community and you're able to make a bigger impact, and so that's really what I was looking for.
Dr. Liz Milligan is now seeing patients at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe. Learn more about Dr. Milligan by going to sure.org and make your appointment today. Sure Health. Better health. Better life.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And continuing with our local news, authorities in Port Huron Township are investigating a tragic discovery following a welfare check that led to the discovery of a fatal house fire. Deputies were called Thursday, March 26th, to a home along the 2600 block of 24th Street after a concern was raised when a local man failed to report to work. When officers arrived, they found the residence quiet, but not entirely abandoned. Signs suggested someone was still inside. After getting no response at the door, deputies made the decision to enter the home. What they found pointed to a fire that had already burned through parts of the kitchen and living room. Inside, 61-year-old Robert Baker was discovered and pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators with the St. Clair County Sheriff's Office working alongside the Port Huron Township Fire Department are now working to determine exactly what happened. At this point, officials say there are no signs of foul play, but the circumstances surrounding the fire and the man's death remain under active investigation. Authorities are expected to release more details as the investigation continues. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sure Family Pharmacy, with four convenient locations to serve you in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebring. Put your trust in your local pharmacist at Sure Family Pharmacy. Are you sure? Your